Great. So what we're doing today is going over Richard Brooks' manifest training he did on the Saturday morning. It was like a 3.5-hour training, and I will do my best to get through it. What you have in your outline is basically representative of the slides. I took all the slides he put up there, and I basically typed those out for you, so you're looking at his slides. When I go through the actual notes that I took sitting through his training, I will kind of tell you where I am in the outline in terms of slides. So you're going to be wanting to take notes, all the notes that you can from Mary Jo's talking, because they're not represented in, we're going to be going through the outline, but my notes are really what I took as I was watching, because I had people taking pictures of the slides at the same time I was writing copious notes. Okay, so let's jump in. Let's talk about mindset of recruiting. That really, even though it's titled one, it really is the whole concept of his entire presentation was mindset of recruiting. That's what he talked about. He kicked off with a story of Peter Etchecary. And Peter Etchecary, when if you know Richard Brooks, you know about his story about that. Well, I should say when he first started, he was talking about we need to get our head around our relationship with Manitech successful in spite of itself because it's products. We have a proven product. So, you know, so if he looked at the room, he said, half of you are here because of products, half of you are here because of business. He just set that framework. But he said, but we're all here in terms of, like, how do we help other people, right? So we get our head in the right place to start off to have the courage to offer the opportunity to people. He talked about Peter Etchecary. The story was when he was at Foster Farms in California, Pete worked there for life. And if you know Richard's story, Richard actually had hired Pete, and of course Richard left because Steve Spaulding came into his life and bugged him until he found the network marketing model, and that made him a multimillionaire in a short period of time, and then he lived his life out. But for Pete, the guy he hired when he was there, Pete stayed there his whole life. So Richard almost stayed there his whole life. He actually loved what he was doing. He worked for 8 hours and worked. He worked for the 8 hours, and that was his life every day. So it's not like Pete's life was bad for him, but Richard looked at his life for the last 40 years versus what Pete's life was like. The people they met, the work they did, the impact they made, comparing Pete's life to Richard's life. How many towns he could travel to, pay nothing for food, stay, the memories, the experiences. All of this is the promise of network marketing, because you truly can stay in the chicken factory the rest of your life. And the choice you can make today, not because you're afraid. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to wait until we make some money and then share the opportunity. Well, how are you going to make money? How are you going to make money if you're not sharing the opportunity? If Steve Spaulding would not have done that to Richard Brooks, he said, I would be Pete Etchecary today. Not a bad life, but who in the world did Pete Etchecary ever impact? And how much of the world did Pete Etchecary ever get exposed to? And how many incredible people was he exposed to grow himself to be the greatness that he could have become? So that, he sets that as a format of where we are today. A lot of it has to do with choosing network marketing, because this opportunity gives people this incredible promise for a bright future to live the life of their dreams. And it means it's not, you may not get to full dreams, but your experiences are going to be far greater than staying in the chicken factory for 40 years, right? Not a bad life, but who did you ever impact? So let's look at mindset. Now, what do you want to be? But is it really? Look at the strong tendencies, your actions, your results. Therein lies the truth of our lives. It's called mindset. So we talked about that for quite a while. So I'm going to be on 1B for quite some period of time. What is it? It's just a story. Mindset is a story we tell ourselves, right? That's our mindset. When you tell it enough, you start acting it out. So what mindset do you have today? What story keeps repeating it to you? Language is the architect of belief. Words are what we start living by. Words become the theme song of our life, who we influence. What words do we want to live our Manitech business by? So we need to create for ourselves a Manatech vision, right? It is a story you tell yourself about your Manatech life. And when I listen to some associates in the field, it's not a very pretty story. So what we need to do is change our story. Your past is done. You can worry about it, fret about it, be sad about it, but it doesn't change it. Today's the first day of the rest of your life. You can't do anything about your past. So if you only have so much energy that you can give out on a daily basis, why are we putting so much energy into the past? Quit sucking all that bandwidth into the past. Apply your energy on today being the first day of the rest of your life, on your future. We're going to work on from this point on going forward. It's the future. It's the right now attitude. So plaster that in your head. Stop dispensing your energy on the past. Past is therapy. So get it off your chest and move on. So what is your Manatech vision? What is your network marketing vision? What is your vision? Unfortunately, most people's future is influenced by their past. How many of you in the past 30 days really wanted a brand new excited team member? How does he know how many of us wanted it? Because how many of us got one? That's truly the results speak louder than what our true desires in our head are telling us. So how many do you need to talk to get one? Maybe you need to talk to 15, 30, whatever it is. Why are you not doing this? There's an insight here for you, a distinction between desire and belief, between desire and expectation, desire and action. See yourself doing what is required is vision. The other is just want. Everyone wants to be skinny and rich. What you want does not matter. Why? Because you must be motivated to work for it. Massive amount of resistance to it exists in our lives so many times. The piece between desire and mindset to doing it, need to create the mindset to do it. So you must work on mindset. You might have a story, I don't know who to talk to. I don't know what to say to them. I don't know what to do with my fragile psychology. I cannot take a no. Notice how deeply steeped people are in objections. How powerful is motivation? There's a very secret formula. You can find it on YouTube. Look at the secret formula. You do know who to talk to. You do know or could figure out what to say to them. You do know you don't care if they say no because you have self-esteem and confidence to take the no. You need to talk to lots of people because they have the same kind of biases as you had. And then he read, you know, remember Three Eggs and Ham, right? Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss. Not in a box, not with a fox, not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I would not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am. Right? I thought that was hilarious. But that's really, people are going to say that to you, right? It is hilarious. And so, you know, when we go out there and we said no to Manatech, many of us, I said no the first time somebody approached us. We were actually lying the first time, right, that we said no. We just didn't know. So sometimes the word no just means I don't know enough, right? So maybe they will try it that way. Maybe they just so talk to one person every day. That's all he asks. And I told you my story about that. 1 out of 5,000 to 10,000 people, when he did the survey, 1 out of 5 to 10,000 people actually talk to one new person every day. You are in rarefied air if you just talk to one person a day for 90 days. Wow. Just put a schedule on it. I tell people, just do it for 30 days. See how long you make it, making a commitment to just do it for 30 days. And here's the interesting thing. What if they pay us $500 a day as long as we're talking to at least one new person a day? How long would you talk to one new person? People, that's $3,500 a week. I don't think there's a person on this call that wouldn't talk to one new person every day if they were paying somebody were paying you $500. And he says, just put it on the bank. Put it in the bank. Put a little whiteboard up in your office and pay yourself $500 every time you talk to a new person. This is the way a networker thinks, feels, and operates. There's another $500. There's another $500. When you wake up, what does it sound like if you're getting $500 a day? Wow. Think about your attitude when you get out of bed in the morning if you're going to get paid $500 a day for talking to a new person. Who's going to be lucky today? Who will I talk today? We would love to find people and share. We would go out there every single day. I guarantee you there's not a person on this call that wouldn't go out there and talk to one new person a day if they were getting $500. Plant that as your attitude you need to take forward in this business. It will change your life. It becomes a priority, right? It becomes a priority. So we have, some people say, we have no right to tell people what they should do. Well, stop it. We're not telling people what they should do. We are a narcissist. We should be living your life. You should be living your life like I live mine. Stop it. That's not what we're about. Write this down. They join us for the space. Understand this. They join us for the space that we bring into their lives. You don't get paid for enrolling. You just get paid for being the kind of networker that would enjoy talking to. Who would you talk to? Not everyone. Anyone we choose to talk to. What would I do next? Get them on a, first of all, introduce them. Then I might get them on a Zoom call that week. Someone with a bad attitude, big deal. Next, someone who asks no questions. Maybe it's a next. If they don't ask questions, it doesn't sound like they're very inquisitive. So look for that, what he called the ready Freddies. Look for the people on the edge. I would really love it if you would look at my business. That's great language. That's what Richard's wife says. In fact, when he told us that language, he said, that language stinks. But his wife does it, and she's a multimillionaire in the network marketing space. So it's not about what other people will do for you. It's rather what do they want? So it's not about what they're going to do for you. It's about what do they want in their life. If you find out their greatest need and their greatest desire and what they want to accomplish in life, and you can tie your offer to that, bingo, right? Everybody has a, Mike Tyson said, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. A successful network marketer is not to have a plan, but be creative in the moment to meet them. Be creative in the moment when you meet them. What if they say no? Next. Or maybe later. So you need to be speaking about the opportunity. Are you strong or are you weak? And he talked about red, yellow, green. Quit making noise, right? Red light. Yellow light is a distraction. And green light is a go. So we're going to see the red, yellow, and green lights every time we share, aren't we? We're going to see different colors when we share with people. So the next, let's talk about the next one. Take 15 minutes by yourself to answer the questions. Now I'm in 1C in your outline. Take 15 minutes by yourself to answer the questions that are listed there. Those are the questions he put on the board. He said the first set of questions are the first three. How many prospects have you invited to look at your opportunity in the last 30 days? Answer that question. How many full presentations have you done for your personal prospects? And how many have you enrolled that declared they wanted to build a team? Answer those questions. It'll tell you a reality check. In fact, these questions should be asking these questions the first of every month, right? And then go on to the next four questions. When you think about inviting someone to look at the opportunity, what story holds you back? Whoa, critical. We all have stories. Figure out what that is. What's your story? Some of you people think, oh, well, Manitech's future's in China. Manitech is too confusing. I can't figure out the website. The comp plan keeps getting changed, and it's hard to make money. We have so many excuses. Figure it out. Because if you don't overcome that, you know what? It's going to keep holding you back. Question five, when you think about showing confidence, conviction, and a compelling presentation, what story makes you weak? Answer that question. Number six, what story leads you to procrastinate? Answer that question. Number seven, what story leads you to worry? All four of those questions are critical for you to answer because you're never going to overcome them. They're stored in your subconscious for the most part. Some of us in our conscious, but mostly in our subconscious. So dig deep and find the answer to those questions, and those are the things you want to tackle. And if you don't know how to tackle them, who am I going to suggest you go to? Your upline, right? So let's make a decision, right? Let's make a decision. There are three decisions we can make. One is insane and two are legitimate, but there are only three options. So here they are. Number one, you can continue suffering. Don't answer those seven questions above, or let them continue to control your everyday life. And you can keep declaring one thing or another, or keep trying, the word trying, which doesn't exist in my vocabulary. Keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Don't kid yourself. Trying is choosing to suffer. If you're trying, you're choosing to suffer. That's one of the decisions you can make. Quit. And he goes, you know, that's a legitimate, right? Suffering is not legitimate. Number two, quitting is legitimate. Stop the insanity. Stop the suffering. Become a customer. It's okay. You just don't want to do, and you're not committed to doing it, so let it go. And go do something in your life you're willing to do. It's a legitimate option. It frees you up, really, to do something you want to do. And number three, as an option, is step into being a leader and do the work. The work is really passionately marketing and inviting, believing that Manatech has something great to offer. Leaders do what they say, and they are going to do it. Leaders create and practice an inspirational vision. Leaders do it anyway. So there's your three decisions to make. Make a decision. All right? And he goes, I'm telling your truth to everyone. I'm suffering. I am for suffering. Trying means failing. It's okay to do that as long as you choose to do it. How come, now here's the question he asked as he was going through the suffering and what our three choices, right? He said, how come you can talk to one person a day if he pays you $500 every day for talking to one person? How can you do that? The truth will set you free after it makes you really, really mad, right? So believe in that. And you look at, he pulled out some people in the audience. He said, Ken, remember our guy that rode the bike? He's in his 70s and rode his bike across the United States of America. Why did he do it? Because he had a cause bigger than him. What's your cause? What's your reason? What's your why? You know, if we ride our bike every day, we can ride around the world. We just need a bigger why, right? We need a bigger vision. So declare it. Manatech is fun. He talked about it's fun, it's family, it's adventure, it's personal growth, it's survive success, it's a proven legacy opportunity. He looked at it and he goes, do you know how many thousands of network marketing companies have gone out of business in the 25 years Manatech's been in business? Right? Manatech is one of 10,000 wannabe companies. It's one of 10,000. It's number 81 out of the top 100 direct sales opportunities in the world. Number 81. It has 90 exclusive patents still in existence. Remember, we had 138 issued, but after a certain number of years, they fall off. So 90 still exclusive patents on its life-changing products. So are these things true for you? Again, answer these questions. Are these things true for you? I love these products. I love this company. I love this family. I love this opportunity. If so, then let's start focusing. He talked about focus. He said, you know, focus. We need to focus on the process. We need to focus on our single daily activity, which is what? Our single is to share with one person every day and focus on the beingness of what it takes in my beingness. So writing a vision of empowerment. Now we're on three in your outline. Vision of empowerment, action, and integrity. Take 30 minutes, right, to write a new vision of you and your Manatech opportunity. He had all of us work on this. He didn't give us 30 minutes, but we all need to do this. A vision, write a vision. A vision is a story that pays a lot of attention to the words. It chooses words that empower you to do the work. It empowers you to have confidence. It empowers you to see the possibilities. When I talk to people about Manatech, I have the confidence to ask questions, listen, and answer. Then I can ask the next questions, right? So talk to a lot of people, absolutely. Declare it, manifest it, step into it, see yourself as confident, being in confidence, being enthusiastic. Talk to someone every day. Make this your manifest challenge, right? Go after people every single day, every single day. So your exercise now is to build that vision. And I gave you a copy. I typed it up for all of you, of the vision that he had on the board. And I think it's actually, I find it really funny because I had Lydia make a copy of the sheet that he handed out, and I think it's on that copy as well. So I think it's called, my writing this out may serve you, but you also have it on the attached paperwork that he handed out to all of us to work on in the class. I wrote a short vision for myself, and I'll read it to you just because I want to contribute in that way as well. I wrote, I love this company, and I totally believe in the products, the science, and the future. I am powerful beyond my own comprehension. In the next 90 days, I see myself signing up 30 new people, at least half of which will be associates and at least 10 of which will be under the age of 40. I am courageous, clear, and totally dedicated to overcome any shortcomings I have to allow me this freedom to start anew, setting aside the current people in my organization and corporate issues that who are not growing or choose just to be consumers, to grow notwithstanding. I love my downline and will support them to be their best, reaching their 90-day visions as well. Ta-da! That's my vision. So we all need to start. If there's one thing you walk away from this call today with doing, is please work on your vision. And mine is really short. You can make it lengthier. You can take on the one that that Richard Brook wrote out on the last page of the outline, as well as under the number 2 in the outline. But spend the time to do it. I really beseech you, out of everything that I'm training today, start with that, getting a clear vision of what is your vision of your tomorrow, what is your vision of your relationship with Manatech, what is your commitment in moving forward, and put it in that vision, right? Okay, now, the next thing he talked about was how to craft your invitation, crafting the invitation such that they're compelled to say yes. Right? You want to make it as compelling as possible, because the more work you put into that invitation, the more results you're going to create. Some of us are haphazard. We just say whatever we feel like. We just say whatever's on our mind. And over the last few months, let me just tell you, I've been speaking, I've been in 4 cities now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Is that right, Lyd? Yeah. 4 cities in the last 3 months. I've been in Charlotte, Philadelphia, Dallas, and what was the other one? I can't remember. 4th one. I can't even see it. I did say Charlotte. Charlotte, Philadelphia, Dallas, and Miami. Miami. And I have a hour talk that I give. And every single time I get off the stage, you know, I try to help people and get sign them up in a mindset program. And you know what's so interesting is in the first 2 cities, I signed up no one. In the 3rd city, I signed up 1. And this last week, and on Friday, I was in Philadelphia speaking, and I signed up 4. Now, why does that happen that I have 0, 0, 1, 4? Does everybody get that? It's because I go back and I keep fine-tuning what I'm saying. And the same thing applies for all of us in terms of our invite. We need to keep looking at it. What does it look like? What does it sound like? You don't get, you get stuck on one, and then you keep failing with it, and you go, well, how can I be better? That's what you keep asking yourself. How can I fine-tune that language? And I pray that your invite looks a little different for a 20-year-old than it does for a 55-year-old, right? We have different language that we use depending on if we're talking to young people versus older people. So it's just really important for us to understand the critical importance of the language you use when we go out and talk to people. Get that down. Work with your upline, work with crossline, work with Richard Brook, take his training, you know, but it's really critical for us to work on that invite, but don't let it be the thing that stops you. Well, Mary Jo, 3 months later, I'm still working on my invite. No, you work on it. I still went to all these locations to do my speech, notwithstanding where I was in my speech, because it's through the results, it's through practice that we become perfect, right? So we keep working on it and working on it till we create the results. So the invite, we want to work on our invite, work with your upline. Why the invite? It's the smallest, quickest, easiest, and least risky thing you can do that will lead to success, right? So over and over, we want to work on that invite. It moves the needle. You ask people if they'd be willing to take a look at. So it's just, would you be willing to take a look at? I've never used that language in an invite before I listened to Richard Brook's talk. Would you be willing to take a look at? Think of that language. And it's not the first, you don't go, hi, so what's your name? Sarah, my name is Mary Jo. Would you be willing to look? No. We have to break the ice first, right? We want to break the ice. We want to just have some reason why we're talking to them. And sometimes I look at people and I go, you know what, I love your personality. I'd love to have you take a look at something. So sometimes I say that. But would you be willing to look at, just really struck my fancy. So would you be willing to look at? You're going to find out. Somebody says no, you go, great, thanks for listening, right? But again, it can't be the first thing out of your mouth. You want to build some level of relationship first. So, and he talked about the invite. And it's, again, just take a look. And you can send out, you can do it by request, by sending out invites. And we have to look at, what is the whole menu? Some of you, when you invite somebody, you want to give them, hey, buy this combo pack, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, people, that's like a big step, right? So maybe we just start with samples. Maybe we start with the appetizers and we just tell them, you know, I'd love to, would you be willing to look at? Well, great. Listen, I happen to have a sample with me and here's some information you can take a peek at. And then you follow up. So the appetizers might be the samples. The entrees can be the core products. So then you lead them into the core products. And the desserts can be, after they're sold on the core products, the desserts can be the income stream. I just converted one of my consumers to an associate. She was complaining about her income stream and she wished she had more income. And I was like, well, now's the time, right? Before it was about her health. So I conquered that. And I said, you know what? I'm looking for some new business partners in my business. Because I had a relationship with her over the last 6 months, where we're actually doing, you know, a book review together, a Christian book review that we do. We spend an hour a week on Zoom doing that together because she had lots of issues in her life. And so now she mentioned that, and I was like, wow, let's, you know, this is a great income opportunity for you too. I'd love to work with you on that. So she just converted to now an associate. So it sometimes takes a step-by-step process. So just be there for them in their time of need, right? And that's what the dessert is the potential income stream. So I love the idea of looking at this as appetizers are the samples, entrees the core products, desserts the potential income stream. But go back to that language, right? And what is the language that we just said, right? Would you be willing to take a look at? Just find out if they'd be willing to take a look. Just take a look. Just, that's all you're doing. Just take a look. And watch what kind of responses you get from that. So next, people we are going to meet. It's endless, right? And this is just a line he talked about. He goes, people we're going to meet. And we have plenty of them. They're everywhere. He just had his slide, which is part of the outline, but I don't put pictures there. It was just people everywhere, wherever they are, grocery store, laundromat, you know, post office, you name it, wherever you go every day. And if you're not going anywhere, get out of the house or get a list of people, buy lists. You could do that cold calling. I don't really enjoy that myself because I don't like to put in endless hours. I'd rather be face-to-face. I'd rather meet people out doing things. I'd rather go to shows or go to sporting events or go to different places, you know, and have your story, what your story is. That can be part of it, but don't start with your story. If you walk into people and you sit down at the baseball game and you go, you know, I said, hey, my name is Mary Jo, how are you, da-da-da. You know, I'm turned 65 this year, and I have absolute perfect health, and I run circles around my 8 grandchildren, and I have just such a joy in my heart because 23 years ago, someone introduced me to some absolutely outstanding nutritional supplements. Are you interested? No. Will that work as, hi, what's your name, and then follow up with that? No. But after you ask them lots of questions about them and you just enjoying the game, maybe in the third inning, look at it this way. I'm sitting at the ballpark. I have plenty of time. So, and sometimes you don't have all the time. But maybe with the third inning, guess what? You get to know each other. When you ask somebody else a lot of questions about them, what are they going to do? Probably turn around and ask questions about you. Then you have the opportunity. And then you could say what? You could say, maybe you'd like to, what? You'd be willing to just take a look at these and see if there's something that you'd be interested in, right? If it might suit you. Or it might be something you'd be interested in for yourself or your family. And see what they say. It's great. That's what you do. Just take a look. But you're going to meet people everywhere. You're going to meet them everywhere you go. But what's the magic word in there? Go. Everywhere you go. So we need to go. 8 steps to become an authentic networker. right? And he walked through these 8 steps. Number one is connect. How do we connect with people? We make a comment to them about how nice they look or what's going on. I like in the post office, I only go there, I think I've told this story to you guys before. Lydia usually goes to the post office. But you know what? When I go to the post office once a year maybe or 6 months, I will look around and I'll say, you know what, I haven't seen you around here. Do you live, did you recently move in this area? And it's the funniest story because I almost feel fraudulent in asking you because I'm never at the post office, right? But you know what, it's truthful. I've never seen him around there because I've only been at the post office twice this year, right? So it's an icebreaker. So come up with icebreakers where you can break the ice and start the person communicating, and then you can connect with them. But you need to connect, and connect isn't about just asking a question. It's about, you know, smiling, looking at them in the face, making eye contact, being kind, you know, being generous. I connect with everybody. Lydia will tell you she can't walk with me anywhere because I'm always leaning over, picking something up for somebody or telling them, did you realize that your shirt's crooked up, Netta? Or blah, 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 or whatever's going on. I love to interact with people. If I see somebody laughing and somebody else, I might make some comment. There's never a time in my life where I can't come up with something in some way to connect with them. And it's usually their response to my energy and effort to connect that determines how far I go in the conversation. So sometimes the connection is like I might look at somebody's shirt and I'll go, wow, where did you get that shirt? That's so awesome. And that'll generate the thing. So I'm connecting and being curious at the same time. So number two is curious. And find out if they go, wow, I was in Philadelphia. And I go, really? Are you from Philly or is that just a trip? Are you from this area? Great. Oh, good, good, good. Yeah. So blah, blah, blah. And I could talk about whatever that is, right? Right. Be curious. Ask people what's the number one topic people want to talk about? Themselves. Be really clear on that. Number three, be candid. In other words, be honest. Be open. Be candid. Don't lie. Don't be sneaky. Don't tell them, oh, my gosh, I have the greatest income opportunity in the world. I mean, you know, and if you're making $500 a month in Manatech, don't go, oh, this, I'm not kidding. I made more money in this than anything I've ever done before in my life. Really? I mean, you want to be totally, I couldn't say that for sure. I mean, I made tons more money practicing law, but, you know, it's still overall with this company being in the millionaire club for now 15 years or 20 years. When did I come in? 5 years into it? I don't know, 2002 or something. How many years is that? That's a lot. But so, absolutely. But it's, but you want to be candid. You want to be absolutely honest. You want to be present. What's being present? Being present is eye contact. It's being a great listener. It's responding to their comments so that you're giving full attention. You're not deflected. And some of us have a hard time with that because we're always thinking about what we're going to say next. Just be natural. And some of you go, well, Mary Jo, I don't. And great, then go practice. Practice with your kids. Practice with your grandkids. I don't think any of you have a hard time talking to your kids or your grandkids. So why is an independent third person? You're intimidated. Whoa. You're the one with all the knowledge about Manatech. They should be intimidated by you, right? They said, you got to blank slate that mind. You got to knock out of your head all those preconceptions you have about yourself and start moving forward. Because it's our own mindset that limits us, right? So let that go. But so be present. Be of service. I love that. I go out of my way. Lydia says, yeah, right. We spend all our days serving other people instead of getting work done and doing what we need to be doing. And I go, you know what? That's who I am. You know, contribution is my number one core value. So you know what? I'm going to go out there and contribute every which way I possibly can to help people. That's why I had 7 tax returns to do, right? I mean, it's crazy. But be of service to people. And you don't have to make a commitment to do their tax return. Be of service in any way you can. That can be by just going and getting them a glass of water if they're really hot in the bleachers with you at a ballpark. Go, you know what? I'm getting up because I have to go to the bathroom, even though you don't have to go. Might be a little, well, you know, most of us can go to the bathroom if we sit down on the potty. But the idea is you could just say, I'm heading to the bathroom. Can I get you a glass of water while I'm up? Or can I get you something to drink? How many people do that to the person they sit next to who they don't know in the ballpark? No one. They just go, oh, I think I'll go get a hot dog now for myself. You know, be of service. Be patient. In other words, you don't have to close them in the first 5 minutes you talk to them, right? Invite them just to take a look. Remember what we just said, the language. Are you willing to take a look? Are you willing to take a look? Are you willing to just take, you can even use the word just if you want to. Are you willing to just take a look? You know, because it's, when you say the word just, it tends to be very disarming for them because it's a limited, you're putting a limitation. Just take a look. So you're not saying, are you willing to look at this material and then get closed and captured and trapped into a network marketing company? No, so you're just saying, just take a look. Are you willing to just take a look? So it is good language. It just, because your relationship will carry it further, but you really want them to be open to take a look. Just take a look. And then honor the no. Great steps, 8 steps to be an authentic. Outline those, plaster them up. If you already got them up on your wall somewhere, great, but live those steps and watch the differences that you make. People we already know, what do you want to do with people you already know? You want to be candid, you want to get to the point, and you want to be totally authentic, always. I mean, I have people, I went to church yesterday, I had 2 people at church approach me. 2 people approach me. Mary Jo, my mom just got diagnosed with this. What could I have a call? Or what suggestion would you make? Or how can I get this on order? I know you do nutrition. What would you advise? Can I do a call with you next week? Because why? Because we're authentic. We're authentic around those people. We've built relationships with people in the church for 20-some years. You know, it's part of who we are. They look at us as that authority. And that's what you want to do, is you want to build a level of authority because you really serve people, whatever you can do to help them. Are there going to be people, now let me be real clear with you guys, are there going to be people in your church or in your environment that will never ask you? They will have 101 health questions and health issues, but they'll never talk to you. Yeah. Why? Because they got a roadblock. They have all these preconceived notions. They have a ton of judgment about you as a person for some reason. They make up. It's make stuff up. But you know what happens to us? Let me just talk about mindset. A lot of times when you hear about people at church that get sick that you thought were your friends and they don't even ask you and they know what you're up to, you take it personally. You start making it all about you. You start making it about, oh my gosh, I'm not respected, no one thinks I'm an authority, blah, blah, blah. Stop it. Why isn't it the other person's issue? Right? Feel badly for them that they're so stuck, that they're not willing to reach out and do something that's natural, that truly supports the human body, that they have to run to their doctors or run over here, or they want to take crappy products somewhere else. You know what? Don't they have free choice just like you do? Absolutely. But never make it about you, because that's what's holding you back. Then you beat up on yourself and you carry that and you store it in your subconscious and it comes back. Oh, I'm not good enough. They didn't think I was good enough. They're wah, wah, wah. Where do I throw up? Give me the, give me the lavatory so I can go throw up. So stop it. So you got to be right. So be authentic. 7, put yourself in the right state of mind. What if they had an opportunity for you? How would you want them to approach you? Think about these things when you're talking to people. Would you want them to approach you? What if Manatech is exactly what they need and want in their life right now? That's what you want. That's your state of mind. What if Manatech is exactly what they need and want in their life right now? That's the state of mind I look at. When I see somebody and they say something, I go, wow, this would be perfect for them. I don't go in their face and go, this would be perfect for you. You need this right now. No, but it's my state of mind. So now it's just a matter of me verbalizing in a way to just take a look at this. I think this is really something you could get excited about. You could wrap your arms around. I said, you know what? I really respect your research and your integrity around wanting to do the best thing for your body. Honor them. So would you be willing just to take a look? So notice how I honor them first, and then would you be willing just, that's what this is about, because we want to be honest. And when would be the best time for them to hear it for the first time? So you want to make sure your timing is good too. You're not, if somebody comes to you and, something tragic just happened in their life, you don't jump in and jump about Manatech, right? You want to be consoling them and loving on them and hugging on them and holding them and just be there, be with in their suffering. And then maybe a couple days later, day or two, whatever it is, you might want to do it. Most of us want to jump in and start selling Manatech. Wrong timing, so be careful. So all these questions are really good ones to ask. But the other thing you need to ask yourself is this. It's the last question in that group. It says, what if someone else in the other 1,000 multi-level marketing companies invite them today? Would you be upset? So they come back to you and go, oh, yeah, Sarah, I know you were doing Manatech, but, you know, this friend of mine came up and talked about, you know, Peapods, and that's a brand new, Peapod International is a new network marketing company, and I really am going to jump in because I see the money you're making, and I think it's going to be fun for me to try to make some money in network marketing, too. And you look at yourself and you go, oh, that was really good. I never approached her for the income opportunity because why? Because I had a limiting belief in my brain that was holding me back. Where do you throw up? You just lost your friend because you didn't approach them. There are people out there, 1,000 other network marketing companies that are approaching people every day, and if you don't talk to your friends, you don't talk to the people around you, somebody's going to, right? All right, so all these things. Approach, you know, talk about their job. What do I talk about with their job, where they live, their family, their passions? I love having conversations. I love being conversational. If you need practice on that, find somebody in your family to practice with. But you just talk about who they are. Be interested, not interesting. Write that down. Be interested, not interesting. When you talk about yourself, you talk about it because you're interested in your own self, and you become what? Interesting to them, but you want to be interested in them instead. Focus should be on them, not you. Get the focal point off of you and on them. Always give them the grace to save face, right? So an example he gave is, this may not be a good time for you, and I want you to know that not now or ever is a perfectly appropriate answer. If they say that, no problem. Right? So you're giving them the freedom. You're giving them the grace to save face. Can I tell you what has happened for me? So when you give them the freedom to say, not now or ever, and could I tell you what has happened for me? That's a great chair. Now you give them the freedom. Right? It's kind of like getting back to, you know, green eggs and ham. And they can say, I want you to know that not now is, it's, if this is not a good time for you, and I want you to know that not now or ever can be a perfectly appropriate answer. Or not in a box, not with a fox, not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I would not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. You can even memorize that and make a joke out of it or part of it, right? But the reality is it's okay. You can ask, are you interested in more energy, better sleep, or a lifetime of wellness, you know? I like to ask people, do you want to be the best you can be? That's one of my lines I like to use. How would you like your health to be the best it can be? Because, see, you don't know what their limitations are in their health. Some people have been diabetic for 10 years. Don't go and tell them you know how to reverse diabetes because you don't. You don't. I mean, I can help people with certain conditions if it's recently diagnosed and things like that because I know that it's not ingrained in their system. It's not become who they are. But the idea is that you don't want to overstate your cause. You want to allow people to be have the opportunity to be as great as they could be. Yeah, the best you could be. How would you like to get your health in the best possible condition it could be? Would you like to take that on? And people go, yeah. I mean, I get some great responses from that. If you just say improve your health, I don't think it says enough. I think you want to go further. Be the best they can be. Give them a target that you'll work with them. Because you can work on them with diet, exercise, food products, you know, all these things. Most of us know enough about that. And if you don't, you can Google everything and become an expert in 5 seconds. There's enough information everywhere that you can really do that. So the idea is, why don't you be that person for them? Can I help you? Well, if you're interested. So when you target energy or sleep or a lifetime of wellness, I don't know that that says, but it might, you know, try that language. I found a great way to create a second income. I think that's super because people are looking for second incomes today because their first income isn't meeting their needs. People are struggling. Some statistic I read, like 55% of Americans today barely make enough to live off of. 55%. That's more than 1 out of 2 of Americans in the United States of America, the wealthiest nation in the world, and 1 out of 2 are having a hard time. Sad story, isn't it? Because the cost of living keeps skyrocketing. Look at the price of real estate. People can't even afford homes. You know, it used to be, you know, that we wanted everybody to live their dream to be able to own their own home. Today, you can't even fathom how many properties there are. Institutional buyers out there, I'm talking about conglomerates with millions of dollars that are in scooping up homes everywhere. Frisco, Carrollton, you know, Southlake, all these areas around Dallas, Fort Worth, it's amazing. People are just buying homes. It's not that people are going to live there. They're buying them and they're renting them. They're buying them because they see the appreciation of value. When there's a home out in California that's $1.1 million, the same home here costs $250,000. These guys are like, they're scooping up everything. They're using their cash to invest in real estate. Because if there's one thing they know, real estate rarely, if ever, goes down, always heads up north, right? As long as there's inflation, real estate will go up. And that's what's happening. And they're buying them. And it's sad to me because it really tells me that our world is no longer about home ownership. It's about rental. So there's a sadness there. But through Manatech, you could even use that as a story. You know, I read this story the other day in the news, and I was like, is this not a sad thing for our society? And people, yeah, that's really something. And he said, you know what? I am so excited about an income opportunity I came across that people can step into on a part-time basis that will allow them the freedom to buy a house and pay a mortgage on a monthly basis. I said, I don't know. Maybe if that's a passion of yours to help other people in that way, are you interested in taking a look? Notice how I tied it to a current issue. Those are the kind of things that you can do, right, to open up that. So his final number 10 in the outline, invitation in action, that's what he did at the end of the conference. At the end of his training, he basically said, I want you all to take 10 names out of your phone, and I would ask all of you guys to do it. Just take the next 30 minutes after you get off this call today and invite 10 names, I think he said 5 to 10 names out of your phone, whatever it is, and just text to them. You know, send them a text message. Just see if they're open to an opportunity and phrase it in a way that whatever you know about them, you could present it. And if you don't know anything about them, you could just say, wow, I just came out of an incredible conference. You did. It's a conference call, so you could call it a conference, where I learned so much about an incredible opportunity to help people with health and wealth. Do you have any interest? Because this could be a way that you could have an independent source of income to pay off your mortgage, or pay off your student loans, or whatever that is, that nut that you'd like to crack in your life, right? See what they say. Have fun with it. But do it right now. Just do it. Make it happen today. All right, everybody. The last page, by the way, of the outline is a little quiz that he handed out, and I highly suggest you take it. And the backside is drafting your vision. Do these things. Mark it on your calendar. Must be done today. Okay? Do these things today. It will change your Manatech life. So do them today. Move you forward. See how you rank and where you need to work on. What do I need to work on to get me over the hump, to allow me to be the best I can be in this incredible business? All right, everybody, that's it. That's, you just got Richard Brooks training in a nutshell. I don't know anyone, any comments? Some of you I know were probably at Manifest. Probably some of you probably aren't on the call because you're at Manifest and you didn't want to hear Richard Brook again. But if you were and you enjoyed him then, or if you have any feedback for me, that's great. Or anyone else? Feedback? Did you pick up some nuggets today?
Mary Jo, it's Dave. It was awesome.
Hey, Dave.
As usual. I enjoyed the constant nuggets and stuff, and just keep working at listening to people, not always putting your mouth first.
Yeah, it's called ears first, then the mouth, right? Ears, then
that's
mouth.
That's right. That's why there's two of them instead of one.
Amen. A lot of good stories. Thanks, Dave. Good. So,
yeah.
So this helped. You were at Manifest, so did this help give you a little better?
Oh, yes.
Like, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, because I know it's hard.
Absolutely.
Live to take all those copious notes and get all that down, but when it's outlined and structured, sometimes it's easier to absorb it. Yeah. Great.
Great.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Check my Facebook. I got a blessing at Manifest.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Will do.
Thank you.
Yep. Anyone else? Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, this is Martha. Thank
Hi,
you
Martha.
For the great information. I always appreciate your notes. I had something occurred to me about item 5, 8 steps to become an authentic networker, and then step 8 of that, honor the no. I thought, well, if they do, go to some other company, we can still try to keep in touch with them and then maybe later say, well, let's just compare. How is that compared to, you know, Manitech, and see if we can offer them something better.
Sure, absolutely. You never, you know, here's a lesson you learn, and it's something that I'm doing prolifically in my Mindset Mastery classes I'm teaching now, is I keep track of every single person, whether they signed up for a free drawing or they signed up for a free consult. I have every one of their names, every one of their numbers, because you know what? They're all contacts for me. I'll never, you know, you always want to keep track of them, no matter if they're 100 or 500 or whatever it is. Keep in touch, because you can always drip on them. So you could send them, you know, if you do a health newsletter, you can send that to them. You could do, you know, it's just a way to keep connected. But make sure you have a system. Here's my concept for all of you on the call. Make sure you have a system that you implement in keeping in connection with people that may have said no to you or may have gone to another company. And it doesn't mean that connection is not about, you know, hammering them to come to Manitech. It's just like maybe a monthly newsletter or a quarterly newsletter that you send out on nutrition. And you can pop an article off the internet, redraft it a little bit, and pop it in there and send it out to people. I mean, it's just getting people good information. You don't have to have it. Some of you go, Mary Jo, I'm not a certified nutrition coach like you. I don't have all that background. You don't need any background today to send out good information, because the internet is packed full of great information. You just find some good information and say, hey, here's a nugget for the month. And you just redraft it a little bit, put it in a nugget form, and put it out there. And you do that, and you just build a consistent behavioral pattern. And you know what? People will be attracted to you because they like your nuggets.
Great. Do you have a log you can share with us, or an Excel spreadsheet or something you use that we can just print off and fill in or something?
An Excel spreadsheet.
Do you have any kind of whatever you use to track, you know, to get back with people and what happened with the contact you made?
Oh, you mean a tracker system? Lydia takes care of all that, so I can't tell you what she's using. But if you want to give her a call, you could do that.
You could just make her Excel spreadsheet.
We're using Excel spreads. So.
Oh,
Manitech Plus, Lydia says, is a perfect one. Yeah. You have Manitech Plus? That's a way to do it.
Contact management system
in Manitech Plus. Yeah, start using the tools Manitech gives you as well. Yeah. Okay. Good? All right. All right, everyone. Have a great week. Let's go out there. Take some of the information, whatever you see where you have gaps in your thinking and what you're doing. Hopefully this helped you. Oh, what's Lydia saying? The 23rd. Oh, on the 23rd, we just got a brand new announcement that came out.
In the supplements
that said on the 23rd of April, which is a week from tomorrow, there may be a huge, it's the Tuesday Night Live that Nugent's going to be speaking on the new products. There could be a one-day-only special pricing on the two new products. So eyes and ears open for that, for the 23rd of April. Okay, everybody, have a great week. Go out there and make a difference in many people's lives. Amen. Bye.